It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts more than 20 years ago when Jerry Stellenberg was a student at Virginia Tech, where he and his friends would hang out at the student center.
And there were pinball machines around the pool tables, and all my friends, while we were playing pool, they'd take a break and go over and play pinball, and I thought they were just throwing money away.
But one night, one of his friends finally talked him into playing a game, just one game of pinball.
Begrudgingly, I walked over, and geez, it must have been just a minute or two, but had the time of my life, and I kind of got hooked immediately.
And what he loved about it was that it was kind of a physical game. You could manipulate the flippers to keep the ball in play. But Jerry was a tech guy, a computer engineer, and there was something about pinball that started to bug him.
While the ball's rolling around this painted piece of wood, it's not doing anything other than just rolling.
Which, by the way, has been perfectly acceptable for the legions of pinball players who've loved the game for decades. But Jerry couldn't shake the feeling that the game could somehow be reimagined. And so in 2009, when touchscreen tablets started to get popular, he got an idea.
So I saw that technology and I wanted to figure out how to implement that in a pinball machine where we could take the physical pinball and have it interacting with graphics in the same way that your finger does on a tablet computer.
So Jerry set out to do just that.
So I started with one friend who's a mechanical guy, and we connected with an audio engineer, a very popular audio engineer.
And after 3 years working nights and weekends, Jerry and his friends built a pinball game where you could use physical buttons and flippers to launch an actual ball over an LCD display.
So that the ball, while it's rolling towards the physical devices, could interact with these virtual objects.
And one of the games they developed is called Rocks, which is kind of a riff on the popular video game Asteroids.
Where you take the physical pinball, and as it's rolling around the playfield surface, it's interacting with images of asteroids on the screen. And mind you, there's still a physical component of this game, so the ball's still rolling towards physical targets, but we enhance that experience with the virtual.
As their prototype got better and better, Jerry and his team decided to show it off at a pinball festival in Frisco, Texas.
And so many people came to us and thought it was amazing. People stayed there and played it for hours.
And what's kind of surprising here is that up to this point, Jerry wasn't really thinking about selling these machines. He and his friends had been mostly doing it for fun.
But I was fortunate enough to have an aunt and uncle who saw the early prototype, and they called me, actually, after the show. And they said, hey, if you want to try this, then we're willing to give you some money to get started.
And so with a very generous investment from Uncle Gary and Aunt Diane, Jerry was able to quit his day job in tech and pay a small team of engineers to build the pinball machines. And in 2016, 4 years after that show in Texas, their company shipped out their first machines to a handful of fans.
It doesn't need to be a billion-dollar company to make me happy. I'd be happy just selling a few hundred machines a year, making it a lifestyle business, and giving people something new and different and exciting.
Jerry's pinball machine is called the P3. The company is called Multimorphic, and it's based out of Austin, Texas. And as you might imagine, Jerry's also faced some skepticism from pinball purists.
And some of them see this new machine with this virtual interactions, and they see it as an insult to what they love. And then they play it, and most of the time they walk away with a huge smile on their face thinking, wow, that was really a lot of fun.
If you want to learn more about Multimorphic or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.